Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff. I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and an app, a mobile app, which you can download on iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify, Google. Check it out. It just came out, and I'd love to get your opinion. So we are in the thick of the holidays. I was just shopping this morning with my daughter. We bought a bunch of gifts. We did some major credit card damage. I'm freaking out, but not really. So I feel like we're in the thick of the holiday season. And it's the time of year when I get a lot of emails and Facebook messages from men and women going through a divorce saying, oh my gosh, this is the first holiday without having a spouse. I'm freaking out. I don't even feel like having the holidays. I feel really depressed. I feel lonely. I feel really anxious about what's going to happen over Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's, everything. And so I wanted to address some of the things that I hear from people because I think it's really important and I think it would be helpful because I always feel like the more you know of what to expect and learn from other people that went through it, i.e. myself, then it takes a lot of the stress and anxiety away. So I want to just jump right in. And the first issue of the holiday season for people getting divorced, I think, is should I send out cards? Should I send out holiday cards? And the answer is yes, for sure. Send out cards. And I remember that when I was first getting divorced, that first year, so I got separated in August. And when the holidays came around, it had only been, you know, 3 or 4 months. And I was like, I'm not sending out holiday cards. You know, who should I put the return address label? We're not really the so-and-sos anymore. What should the greeting say? What are people going to think? How should I sign the card? Are people going to think it's weird if my ex isn't in the picture? So those are some of the questions. And they're really valid questions and they're really tough questions. And looking back, though, I think that even to have those questions and think that people care, it's really a shame, and you should just not worry about what anybody thinks. So my answer to all of these questions, although I'm going to break them down in a second here, is yes, send the cards, do what you want to do. There are no right and wrong answers. In fact, the only wrong answer is not to send them because you're embarrassed that you're getting divorced or you feel silly, whatever. So the first one is the return address label. You can still have it say the Smiths, or you could have it say your name, or you could just have your address. Again, no right or wrong answers. It's a personal decision. The greeting, let's talk about the greeting. So happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, a personalized greeting. The beauty is whether you're getting divorced or you're happily married, the greeting is the same. So put any greeting that you want to put on there. Third thing, how do you sign your card? So I always sign my card, Jackie Pilisoff, and then I have my kids' first and last names, which is different than mine now. And that works for me. And I don't even think about other people's reactions. I've been doing this for 14 years now, and I really don't even think about it. Again, the only wrong answer is not to send a holiday card because you think people don't want to hear from you, or they're going to call you and ask you about your divorce. So just send them. And then just remember to be really strong and be tough. Oh, here's another thing. Technically, you have until January 15th to get your holiday cards in the mail. So you're not really behind the eight ball. I mean, you could go on like Shutterfly and have your cards in a week and have them out. You could send them out on Christmas. So don't worry about the timing. I think that receiving a holiday card from you tells people a few things. One, you possess grace, strength, and courage. You have the confidence that your family is just as special as people who are married, if not more. And the second thing is you care about saying happy holidays and happy new year to people you love and that your divorce is not the center of the universe. And here's what I wrote. Sending holiday cards after divorce is empowering in a way. It sends a message that the spirit of the holiday season doesn't go away because you got divorced. It also screams independence and confidence. And in a subtle way, it shows people that you're doing just fine, which you are. So the last thing with holiday cards that I want to address is, who do you send the cards to? And what I mean by that is this. Do you send them to your soon-to-be ex-in-laws? Do you send them to mutual friends that were yours and your soon-to-be ex's friends? What about people who knew your ex before you? I say, take the high road, and if you want to send those people a card, just do it. And I don't think anyone has ever said to themselves, oh, shoot, I wish I wouldn't have sent a card to so-and-so. So that's my opinion on that one. I want to move on now, and I want to talk about going to holiday parties and events solo. Before I do that, because I have some great advice about this, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I really, really want you to know about. If you're looking for a divorce attorney, I love Anna Krolikowska. So Anna is a divorce attorney of 10 years, maybe more. Anna is also the president of the Illinois State Bar Association. I have known her for several years. She is a good ethical person. So if you're looking to not go with the big law firm and you just want somebody who has their own firm, and you want a woman, and you want somebody who is extremely smart, compassionate, and kind, I would highly recommend Anna. And the other person I want to talk about is mortgage banker Jeremy Woods. So I've known Jeremy now, I'd say almost 5 years. He's really, really good at what he does. Jeremy Woods, if you need a mortgage after divorce, I would highly recommend him. You can find both of these people on Divorce Girl Smiling. Okay, I'm moving on to going to parties by yourself. Please do me a favor and don't not go because you don't want to be the only one there without a spouse. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. When I got divorced 14 years ago, might be 15 now, I'm trying to think. I went to a party with all couples, and what I realized really quickly, because I was very nervous about it, was that the minute you get to the party, everybody splits up and it's all the guys talking and all the women. So I would say, you know, I don't think that's an isolated incident. I think you should go and enjoy, and it will tell you a lot about the women. If they treat you differently, then you know who you have. And if they're nice to you, which I know they will be, it will mean the world to you. And you'll feel so comfortable and you'll be so glad you went. The other thing that happened to me at that party was one of the husbands set me up with his friend and I ended up dating the guy for a little while. So it's a very good opportunity. Why do people fear going to parties by themselves? I think it's because you are newly separated, you're feeling insecure, you're not feeling the best about yourself, you never maybe have done it. But I want to tell you, please have confidence in yourself. Have faith in yourself, have faith in your friends. If it's a dinner party and you're sitting at a table with all couples, so what? It's going to be a round table or a rectangular table. Nobody will even know. And you will feel so empowered if you just go. I promise you. And if you go and you come home and cry and you're like You know, screw Jackie. I shouldn't have gone. I'm so sorry, but I honestly am giving you this advice because I care about you and I really, really hope that you go. And if you do come home and cry, that's okay too. It's just part of the process. But I don't think you're going to go to the party and say, oh my gosh, that was a nightmare and I hated it. And my last tip for going to parties by yourself is make sure you love the way you look. Now, I'm not saying, oh, you have to go on a crash diet and lose, you know, 10 pounds in 2 weeks and then go to a party. I'm talking about how you feel your inner self. And if that means new shoes, new boots, a new dress, eating healthy for a few days before just to feel cleansed, going and getting your hair done, putting on false eyelashes, whatever you need to make yourself feel gorgeous, do it because you'll have a better time because you'll exude self-confidence because you'll know you look pretty. So that's my advice. Oh, one more thing. Remember that beauty comes from inside. So yes, I think you should look physically beautiful, but I also think that what you say and how you act and smiling a lot and being energetic, not overly fake, and just being funny and just joking, and you will just be so much more attractive to everyone if you just really try to keep it light and honest and authentic. So that's my advice. Moving on to my next topic. So I once wrote an article called Going Through a Divorce During the Holidays Feels Like a Punch in the Stomach. I wrote that article for the Chicago Tribune several years ago, and I'm going to just draw off of it and give you some tips because I really get it. When you're going through a divorce, you're having this really difficult time. You're worried about finances. You're worried about your kids. You're worried about becoming a single parent, dating again. I mean, I could go on and on. And the holidays just intensify that because the holidays are all about you're supposed to be happy, you're supposed to be having fun, and it's all this pressure to go to parties. And I would say just write the first year off as trying to have the best time you possibly can given the circumstances. What I'm trying to say to you is that the holidays do not have to be a total bummer for you. Yes, you have a lot going on, you're sad, but you could still, if you dig deep and think about all of the gratitude of what you have, your health, your children, a life ahead of you that is going to be a much better life once you get through this divorce crap, and you're going to be so much happier. So just think of it that way. Try to think of the gratitude. Try to make the holidays about faith and God and giving and happiness and second chances. I mean, I'm going to do a whole nother podcast for New Year's. So, but a couple tips I have are accept that the parenting schedule is what it is. I've gotten a couple emails from newly separated people saying, my ex has the kids this year. It's the first year I'm ever going to be alone on Christmas Eve, but then I have my kids on Christmas Day, but I don't know how I'm going to handle it. And my advice is you're going to handle it just fine. You're not going to dwell on the fact that Christmas Eve you're going to be without your kids. You're going to have a great time by yourself because you know your kids are going to be with you on Christmas Day. Or even if you don't have your kids for the whole thing, your kids are going to come home and you're going to have them and you can celebrate when they get home or you can celebrate before they leave. Please, please, please make the best of it. Every day, every holiday we have is a gift. Please celebrate that gift and do something for yourself and do something that makes you happy and makes you feel gratitude. My second tip is traditions. Out with the old, in with the new. So if you were always used to, you know, having Chinese food on Christmas Eve and it's reminding you of your ex-husband and you had these people over and you opened gifts at this time, and okay, please feel free to mourn the fact that that is no longer happening, but make new traditions. Like every year, I make cake balls the day before Christmas, and then I go and give them to kids in my neighborhood. I've been doing that since, I'd say, for the last 7 or 8 years, and it just makes me happy to do that. And that's a new tradition that I made myself after I got separated. So those are just a couple of tips. The last thing I want to talk about before I sign off here is focusing on three things when the actual holiday comes around. Before I get into it, though, I'm going to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners that you have to know if you are in need of them. The first one is, are you considering mediating your divorce? Because if you are, I would highly recommend Ellen Feldman and Brian James. They are a team of mediators. Their company's called CEL and Associates. They've been mediating since 2008 together. I've known them for about a decade, and I swear, I love them. They're smart, they're compassionate, they're hardworking, and they will get you divorced for much less expensive in a much shorter time than if you go to court and try to fight it out. So think about Ellen Feldman and Brian James. And the other person I want to mention is Jenny Stevens, who is a divorce coach and a therapist. And Jenny is the founder of her practice, Create Change Consultants. I met Jenny a few months ago. Oh, is she the greatest? Full of energy, so smart, so positive. And she's been a therapist for several years, maybe 20. And she is a former high school guidance counselor, so she's very in tune to kids. And now she is divorced herself and decided to become a divorce coach and has a lot of clients. Jenny is awesome. And you can find both Ellen Feldman and Brian James and Jenny on divorcegirlsmiling.com. I'm going to move on to three things you should focus on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day when you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm divorced. This sucks. I'm really upset. I miss my kids. I can't believe I'm not with my husband. I can't believe I'm going to be a divorcee. Okay, whatever. You're going to be doing great. Next year at this time, this will be a distant memory. So here's the three things to focus on. First is gratitude. I know it's really hard to have gratitude right now because you feel like life is terrible. You know, you're fighting with your ex, your kids are suffering, you feel alone. I get it. But I think I mentioned this earlier in the podcast, think of what you do have. Healthy, happy kids, family, maybe parents, siblings, friends, pets, your home, things you love to do, and the future you're going to have, because I promise you, it's going to get a lot better. Second thing is love. I think the holidays are all about love. Love, not just romantic love. I'm talking about things you love, people you love, things you love to do, organizations you love. And remember that God loves you. And if you believe that, you will never be or feel alone. The third thing I want you to focus on is faith. Nothing ever stays the same. Have faith in other people. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in God. He has your back. If you believe that you are a good person and that you deserve happiness, you are going to get it. Okay? I'm not saying it's all going to be given to you. You have to work for it. And what I mean by that is make good decisions, go out there and go after what you want. If you can't figure that out, then hire somebody like a life coach like Jenny Stevens to help you. And if you treat people with kindness, if you work hard, if you're a good mother or father, and you figure out what you want in life and you go after it, it will happen. I promise you. Feeling sad on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve is so much more manageable if you take the day for what it is and just focus on these three things. Hope that helps, everybody. I am thinking of you during this holiday season. I have so much gratitude that you're listening to me, and I wish you all the best in life and love over the holidays, and please be safe and please be happy. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. I'm your host. And if you want to learn more or read more articles or see videos or be connected to these wonderful resources on the site, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com.